You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Just over 40 years ago, on the 26th of August in 1978, Canale Del Gordo was elected to a new office. He wasn't the favorite of the press, but he got it anyway. Then on October 16th of the same year, his successor was elected to the same office to replace Canale. The successor wasn't a favorite of the press either. The names of these men were changed when they were elected to their office, just as was Simon's name changed to Peter when he was appointed to his new office. Canale's name was changed to John Paul I. The second man, Cardinal Karol Wojtyla, became John Paul II. Many trees were consumed in all the newsprint speculation about these two papal elections in 1978. And in the names of possible successors, Canale and Karol were hardly mentioned. If we follow the speculation before and during a papal conclave about who would become pope, we would see that of the last 17 popes, only three were favorites before their election: Leo XIII, Pius XII, and Paul VI. It's kind of funny. The Romans have a saying: the one who goes into a conclave as pope comes out again as a cardinal. And it seems that in Jesus' day, people also got it wrong. Some said that he, Jesus, was John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Peter got it right, though. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," he said. To use our terminology in this day and age, Jesus proclaimed Peter as the first pope. This may have been a bit of a surprise to the disciples as well, just as it was to many of the pundits when a modern-day pope is declared. We know that Peter certainly had his struggles in his work with Jesus. He seemed to be putting his foot into his mouth quite a few times. He tried to walk on water, as did his master, but his faith wasn't strong enough. When under pressure, Peter denied knowing Jesus not once, but three times. If the media were around at that time that Peter was chosen, they probably would have picked John to lead the new church, as he was the one who Jesus loved. But once again, they would have been wrong. It's interesting to note that Peter's selection was forecast during the Last Supper. In Luke's gospel, Jesus said that after Peter had recovered his faith, he was to strengthen his brother apostles. In that famous post-resurrection scene, when three times Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, Peter replied that he did in fact love Jesus. And each time, Jesus commanded Peter to look after his sheep. We can certainly see in these two incidents that Jesus had a plan for Peter, and that was to strengthen the faith and spiritually feed what would become the church. And the leader of the church is to speak the truth unfailingly, infallibly, and relentlessly. This divinely inspired office is that of the Pope and the Magisterium that function together in a line of succession to this day. When Jesus was on trial before Pilate, he said that he had come to bear witness to the truth, and that all who were on the side of the truth listened to him. Interesting to note, in Pilate's reply to this statement, we hear what today we call relativism. Pilate says, "Truth. What is truth?" It's hard to know who to trust these days. And that is a function of the societal drift from God. While it seems particularly bad at the moment, and it isn't anything new, as Pilate documented in his statement. And even the Old Testament verifies in countless stories this drifting. Fortunately, the Lord knew this. Jesus said to Simon, when his name was changed, Jesus said, "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." This one line is foundational to what and who we are today, and what we believe and practice. It begins the historical office of the Pope, even including the tradition of name change for the Pope. Also, in these words, we believers learn the fate of our church. Nothing, no person, no kingdom, no evil will overcome it. This is in spite of who runs it and who is in it. Bad popes, criminal priests, errant teaching by clergy and faithful alike, and us, sinners. So strong is it that even Satan himself and all of his apostate angels cannot destroy it. Sure, they try. And yes, there are sinners at every level of the church, laity and ordained alike. But Jesus has given us the truth. Nothing that is against it will prevail. Nothing. It can't. People and evil tried to destroy Jesus, and he came back stronger than ever. People and evil are trying to destroy the truth, using the media, our schools, government, and the institutions. But they will not prevail as long as we cling to him, the one and the only source of all life and all truth. What we must do, however, is take serious note of two words that Jesus said in that just quoted line. I will build my church. He says, my church, not my churches, not a church built in the image and likeness of you or me. No, he says, my church. It is his church, always has been and always will be. We must stop trying to build it in our image and likeness by choosing what we want to believe or tossing out this or that dogma because it doesn't fit with the modern ways of thinking or that it's just too hard to follow. No, we can't do that because that's not the truth, picking and choosing what we want our church to be. Remember, it's his church. He said it. My church. If we succumb to choosing and selecting what we want to believe and practice, we are doing just what Pilate said in his words. They come from our mouth. Truth. What is truth? Putting it on ourselves to determine what is true and what is not. Instead of listening to Jesus, instead of listening to the church and the magisterium. You and I have the responsibility of knowing our faith, knowing the truth that has been handed on through sacred scripture and through the traditions and the fathers of the church. Our faith is not a matter of opinion. Our faith is the same answer that Peter gave. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that is the truth.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.